Let me finish by asking myself and you whether we think that in order to restore citizens' trust, which is, it should be clear, doing better what our citizens expect us to do, not invent romantic missions, but doing better what people want the European Union to do, let me ask myself and you whether thinking of an avant-garde of European countries might contribute to the improvement of our delivery and to raising the trust of the citizens. I start from the assumption that avant-garde means somebody leading all of the others somewhere, not somebody running so fast that after a while, looking behind, there is nobody remained. In this case, you are not an avant-garde. You are somebody doing your own business, which is a different kind of business. And therefore, I don't like the two-tiered models on the basis of which I understand that some of us have the destiny to be first class and the other ones second class if they are lucky. So, to be very candid and frank, I don't like the idea of a core, of a European core, where the puissance politique is exercised and a rest that only is espace économique. I can't say to any of my European fellow citizens, you know, I am puissance politique, be satisfied with being my economic space. You can say this to your flat, but not to other human beings. But the notion of avant-garde is, if not led to that disruptive point for Europe as a whole, might be used and might be useful.